This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and when I start my workday, it always begins with that morning shower. Normally, I use a liquid body wash, but recently I purchased a bar of Sterling Soap Company's handcrafted bath soap and decided to give their Deep Blue Sea handcrafted bath soap a try. Immediately, the aroma of Sterling's bath soap was obvious, and in using this soap, I felt refreshed, clean, energized, and Sterling's bath soap helped me step out of that shower with the momentum and eagerness to get my day rolling. If you want to get a refreshing wake-up call in the morning and get your busy day off to the right start, I highly recommend going to Sterling Soap Company's website and order one of their many varieties of bath soaps among other products they offer. Visit Sterling Soap Company at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
This is Indian All-Stars. Every week, we break down what happened in Indian All-Stars history, the wins, the moments, and the athletes who made them happen. These are the headlines from this week in Indian All-Stars history. Here's what happened the week of July 5th through July 11th. July 5th, in 2003, Virgil Hill defeats Donnie Lalonde by 10-round unanimous decision. July 6th, in 1918, Jack Dempsey knocks out Dan Flynn in the first round in Atlanta, Georgia. In 1933, Pepper Martin drives in a run while playing in the first Major League Baseball All-Star game at Comiskey Park. In 1944, Bob Johnson hits for the cycle at Fenway Park in a Boston victory over Detroit. In 1950, Nelson Levering wins a six-round decision over Virgil Akins. July 7th. In 1912, Jim Thorpe wins the Olympic pentathlon at the Stockholm Games. During the medal presentation, King Gustav V reportedly tells Thorpe, "Sir, you are the greatest athlete in the world." In 1959, Early Wynn is named the American League's starting pitcher for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. In 1990, Virgil Hill defeats Tyrone Frazier by 12-round unanimous decision. July 8th, in 1912, Louis Tuonema wins the silver medal in the 10,000-meter race at the Stockholm Olympics. In 1937, Henry Armstrong stops Alf Blatch at 1 minute and 21 seconds of the third round. July 9th. In 2025, Ali and I scores her 100th career point during her rookie WNBA season. July 10th. In 1983, Terry Felix makes his professional debut and records an assist in a Vancouver Whitecaps victory over the New York Cosmos. In 1986, Virgil Hill defeats Mike Cedillo by 10-round unanimous decision. In 2016, Ashton Locklear earns a spot as an alternate for the United States Olympic gymnastics team following a standout performance on the uneven bars at the Olympic trials. July 11th. In 1973, Willie Stargell hits the 300-second home run of his career, passing Ralph Kiner on Pittsburgh's all-time home run list.
That's a look at this week in Indian All-Stars history. To support the project and help us keep telling these stories, visit IndianAllStars.com, where every purchase helps us honor Native athletes and their impact on the game. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Indian All-Stars, celebrating great Native athletes, past and present.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, Or who knows, maybe even write an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you gotta do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.